Good morning. I'd like to welcome everyone worshiping here today, especially any who are visiting with us. It is a great joy to have you here as we come together in the house of the Lord, as we have the opportunity to gather together with one another, to gather at the Lord's table, and also to gather around his word. And we pray that he will bless this time of worship in your life. Couple of announcements. Basically, everything is in the bulletin. But just a reminder, in this very special week, today we celebrate Transfiguration Sunday. And beginning on Wednesday, we will enter into the Lenten season. Have the opportunity during midweek worship for Lent that this Wednesday there is a Lenten meal at 5:45, as well as the opportunity for worship on Ash Wednesday at 7 p.m. And certainly we encourage everybody to stay for the potluck after the service this morning. I think all of the other announcements are in the bulletin, so let's begin our worship singing hymn 415, Jesus on the Mountain Peak.
On the mountain peak stands alone in glory blazing. Let us, if we dare to speak, join the saints and angels praising. Alleluia. Trembling at his feet we saw Moses and Elijah speaking, all the prophets and the law shout through them their joyful greeting. Alleluia. Swift the cloud of glory came, Jesus as the Son by name, nations cry aloud in wonder. Alleluia. This is God's beloved Son, law and prophet sing before him. Last and only one, all creation shall adore him. Alleluia.
Would you please rise? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We'll join together now in the responsive speaking of Psalm 2. As for me, I have set my king
on Zion, my holy hill.
I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, "You are my son.
Today I have begotten you."
Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage,
and the ends of the earth your possession.
You shall break them with a rod of iron,
and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel.
Now therefore, O kings, be wise.
Be warned, O rulers of the earth.
Serve the Lord with fear,
and rejoice with trembling.
Kiss the Son,
lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled.
Blessed are all who take refuge in him.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Glory be to God on high,
and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with us.
Let us pray. O God, in the glorious transfiguration of your beloved Son, you confirm the mysteries of the faith by the testimony of Moses and Elijah. In the voice that came from the bright cloud, you wonderfully foreshowed our adoption by grace. Mercifully make us co-heirs with the King in his glory, and bring us to the fullness of our inheritance in heaven, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
special thank you to the members of the choir for sharing your musical abilities with us. The Old Testament reading for the Transfiguration of our Lord is from Exodus chapter 24. And Moses took the blood and threw it on the people and said, "Behold, the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Then Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel went up, and they saw the God of Israel. There was under his feet, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven for clearness. And he did not lay his hand on the chief men of the people of Israel. They beheld God and ate and drank. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, that I may give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment which I have written for their instruction." So Moses rose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. And he said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we return to you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute, let him go to them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord dwelt on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. And Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain. And Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from 2 Peter chapter 1. "For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased,' we ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have something more sure, the prophetic word, to which you will do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In honor of our Lord Jesus Christ, please rise for the Alleluia verse and the reading of the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 17th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make 3 tents here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and have no fear." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, "Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We join now in making profession of our Christian faith as we speak together the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible,
and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance
and
with
for
the Father,
our salvation,
by whom
came down
all
from
things
heaven,
were made,
and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man,
and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate.
He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
This is the part of the service and set aside for the instruction of the children. I'd like to have them come and join me for the children's message. How are you today? Oh, I'm glad to hear it, and I'm sure glad to see you. This morning, I want to show you something that's, well, pretty amazing. Do you see what that is? Any idea?
Corn seeds.
Popcorn! It starts out looking like this. But what happens when you put it into a hot pot? It turns inside out and becomes something like that. Something pretty, and I think that is pretty amazing. Because inside those popcorn kernels, there's a little bit of starch and there's a little bit of water. And when that corn kernel gets very hot, it turns into steam. And the steam has to rise, but it doesn't have any place to go, you get so much pressure that it bursts the outer shell of the popcorn with a great big loud
pop.
Exactly. And that new kernel is made up of what was inside that little tiny seed and becomes something like that.
And becomes something about two seeds bigger.
Yes. Much, much, much bigger, and a lot tastier, too. In our Bible verse today, if you listen when we read the gospel lesson, we're talking about the time when Jesus was transfigured. That's when his appearance changed. He took three of his disciples with him, Peter, John, and James, and they went up on a mountain to pray. And while Jesus was praying, God touched him and transfigured him. The fact is, he was all lit up, as bright as, well, as bright, it's kind of like a flashlight. And his clothes became bright, and they became shining white. And a big, bright cloud covered them all. And God's voice came from that cloud. And it told the disciples, did you listen what it told the disciples about Jesus? That he was God's son. And that God was, well, very pleased with him and what he was doing. And now those disciples, they got to see Jesus changed. They got to see how he really was. And they got to see him in all of his glory. And they were filled with faith, knowing that Jesus was truly the Son of God. That's all for this morning. Thanks for coming up. We'll continue our worship singing hymn 414, "'Tis Good Lord to Be Here."
"'Tis good, Lord, to be here, thy glory fills the night, thy face and garments like the sun shine with the morrow light. Good Lord, to be here, thy beauty to behold, where Moses and Elijah stand, thy messengers of old. Fulfillment of the past and hope of this to be, we hail thy body glorified and our redemption see. Before we taste of death, we see thy kingdom come. We long to hold the vision bright and make this hill our home. 'Tis good, Lord, to be here, yet we may not remain. But since thou bidst us leave the mount, come with us to the plain.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Our text, well, both the Old Testament and the gospel lesson. You got two men, hundreds of years apart, climb mountains. And the world hasn't been the same since. Moses climbed Mount Sinai. He had received a personal invitation from God. "Come up here on the mountain," said the Almighty to Moses, "and I will give you tables of stone and a law and commandments which I have written, that you may teach them." And Moses climbed the mountain, and a cloud covered it. And suddenly the glory of the Lord filled Mount Sinai, and the cloud remained more than 6 days. On the seventh day, God called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the writer of Exodus tells us that in the eyes of the children of Israel, the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mountain. And then Moses went into the midst of the cloud, to the pinnacle of the mountain. And Moses stayed there 40 days and 40 nights. And when he came down from the mountain, that's when he gave the world the Ten Commandments. Think about it. What a dramatic moment in human history. Well, Jesus of Nazareth also climbed a mountain. But he didn't go alone. The fact is, he took with him Peter and James and John. And while he was on the mountain, says the writer of Matthew, he was transfigured before them. And his face shone as the sun. And his raiment was white as the light. And suddenly Peter and James and John realized that they weren't alone there on the mountain. Because talking with Jesus there on the mountain in the wilderness were Moses and Elijah, the prophet. And it was Peter who spoke up, of course. And he said, "Lord, it's good for us to be here. If you don't mind, let's put up three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." And while Peter was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them. And then they heard a voice out of the cloud, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." And when the disciples heard this voice, we're told that they fell on their face. They were terrified, as you might imagine. And Jesus came, and he touched them. And he said, "Arise, don't be afraid." And when those poor, startled disciples had recovered enough to lift their eyes, Moses and Elijah had disappeared. Only Jesus was present. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them not to share what they had seen with anyone until after he had been raised from the dead. I mean, think about it. Who would they tell? Who would believe them? Well, after his encounter with God, Moses came down from the mountain and he gave the world the law. After Jesus' encounter with God and with Moses and Elijah, Jesus came down from the mountain and gave the world himself. You see, that's what's characteristic of the Christian faith. That is what separates us from Judaism and the Eastern religions and the popular New Age religions that seem to be sprouting up all over the place. The belief that Jesus gave himself in our behalf. And even more than that, that in Christ, the God of all creation, that he so loved the world that God entered into our heartaches, into our weakness, into our sufferings. And on the cross of Calvary, he took away the burden of our sin. You see, this is the heart of Christian teaching, that God became a human being. A Sunday school teacher was asking her first grade class a question to which the correct answer was Jesus. Well, one little girl called out, "God!" And the teacher gently suggested that she try again. Another little girl piped up, "Jesus!" And when the teacher congratulated her on having the correct answer, the first little girl said in a huff, "Yeah, that's what I meant, Jesus, but I call him God for short." Think about it. To our world, it is a ridiculous idea. But to the Christian, it's an exhilarating truth that God so loved the world that God determined to enter the world of humanity, determined to become one of us, to walk where we walk, to experience what we experience. I mean, it's an amazing doctrine, as you will agree, that the divine becomes human so that we might put on divinity, that the one who possessed everything became as one who possessed nothing, so that you and I might have a grand inheritance. Why was it necessary? What was God's intent? Well, God chose to do more than simply understand humanity from afar. God became one of us. God entered into our world of suffering and pain and experienced firsthand both the agony and the ecstasy of being human. And this belief that Christians have about God, that's what separates us from every other religion and philosophy in the world. Moses came down from the mountain and gave us the law. Jesus came down from the mountain and gave us himself. And that's to say that our Christian faith is built on the foundation of the law and the prophets, but their witness is not enough. Those three disciples on the mountain of Transfiguration, they see the figures of Moses and Elijah there with Jesus. I mean, Moses represents the law, Elijah represents the prophets, and throughout the New Testament, there is the explicit identification with the faith of the Old Testament. But time and time, there's also acknowledgement that Old Testament faith is not enough. Because time after time, Jesus says, "You have heard it said, but I say to you." You see, a new age has been ushered in with Jesus. A new understanding of the relationship between God and humanity. And that's why we call it the New Testament or the New Covenant, because everything changed with the coming of Jesus. And that's what the story of the Transfiguration is all about. It confronts us with a decision. Do we believe that Christ is who he says he is? And if we believe that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God, isn't it time that we began trusting him with our lives? John Mowry tells the story of a mountain climber who was desperate to conquer one of the world's great mountains. But he initiated his climb after years of preparation, but he wanted the glory to himself. Therefore, he went up alone. And he started climbing. And it became later and later. He did not prepare for camping, but he decided to keep on going. And soon it got dark. Night fell with heaviness at a very high altitude. Visibility was zero. Everything was black. There was no moon, and the stars were blocked by clouds. And he was climbing a ridge about 100 meters from the top when that proud climber slipped and fell. And falling rapidly, he could only see blotches of darkness that passed. And he felt a terrible sensation of being sucked in by gravity. And he kept falling. And in those anguishing moments, good and bad memories passed through his mind. He thought certainly that he would die. But then he felt a jolt that almost tore him in half. I mean, see, yes, like any good mountain climber, he had staked himself with a long rope to his waist. And in those moments of stillness, surrounded and suspended in the air, he had no other choice but to shout, "Help me, God, help me." And all of a sudden he heard a deep voice from heaven. "What do you want me to do?" "Save me," he cried. "Do you really think that I can save you?" asked the voice. "Of course, my God," he replied. "Then cut the rope
that is holding you up, said the voice. And then there was a moment of silence and stillness, and the man just held on tighter to the rope. And the rescue team says that the next day, they found a frozen mountain climber hanging strongly to a rope, 2 feet off the ground. Maybe there's someone sitting here this morning that's hanging 2 feet off the ground. You're facing a tough uphill battle. You're lonely and you're scared, but you haven't been able to let go and let God. I pray that you will let go of the rope, because you are not alone in this universe. Someone has come into this world from another world. Someone knows what you are going through, and he has suffered too. And he is the one who says he is. I invite you to trust him with your life. Jesus and three of his disciples were on a very special mountain. And there the disciples had that greatest experience of their lives. In fact, the disciples even wanted to stay there on the mountain, but Jesus wouldn't let them, because there were people down in the valley who needed them. And so, as wonderful as that mountain was, they needed to go back to where the people were. And that's exactly what Jesus is still saying to people today. I know you'd rather stay where you are, but there are people who need you. I mean, it's all right to come up on the mountain from time to time, but don't forget that your main purpose is to spread my love to other people. And that means that you must leave the mountain and go to where others are. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, may it keep our hearts and minds in the true faith in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Gracious and loving God, receive these offerings that we bring today. Lord, this is just a portion of the blessings that you have so richly showered upon us. And we pray, Lord, that you would make them useful for the work of your church. That, Lord, your word might be proclaimed, and that through that word, your Spirit would work in the hearts and lives of all who hear it, so that one day all people will know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. In his name we pray, amen. And now, let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, as you showed your Son to be both God and man in the brightness of his transfiguration, give us holy fear as we hear the proclamation of his salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of the church, uphold all Christians in the confession of their Lord's name and faithful reception of his word and blessed sacraments. Give wisdom to our Lutheran church
especially to her secretary and to the men nominated to serve as president and first vice president. Give them discernment and equip them for their tasks that serve the church. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, bless the families of your church, that parents would teach the faith to their children, and that the forgiveness of sins would be proclaimed in all households. Remember all expectant mothers, that they and their babies would be kept safe and healthy throughout their pregnancies. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of hosts, as you reign over all peoples, you entrust earthly authority to the rulers of this world. Instill in our president and all who make, administer, and judge our laws a right fear of you, that they would establish equity in this land. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, you sent your Son Jesus as the great physician of body and soul. By his touch, he banished the fear of his disciples. Bless all those in need of his comfort. Especially we raise up in our prayers Don and Alice, Margaret and Bernetta, Gary and Deb, Bill and Kim, Andrew and Michelle, Brandy and Heather, Gary and Michael, Ray and Chelsea, Norma and Ron, Vicky and Jama, Judy and Kyle, Marilyn and Renee, Michelle and Diana, Deb and Carolyn, Christine and Jordan, and all of those others, Lord, who we raise up before you in our hearts. We pray, Lord, that they may have peace in the midst of fear and wholeness of body and soul. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, we also raise up prayers of joy and thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of our lives, and that each and every day you watch over us. Especially, gracious God, we raise up in our prayers Tony Miller, who celebrates a birthday this week. Lord, bless Tony. Keep him in your care, O Lord, that in all things they might give people celebrating might give you thanks and praise. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, you have poured out the blood of your Son from the cup of the new covenant. Because he is sacrificed for us and feeds us from his altar, grant us a place with saints and angels before his heavenly throne. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, grant that we who have heard the word of your Son, Jesus Christ, would reverently receive it and so live our lives gladly according to his way, wherever it may lead us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember on this day the glorious manifestation of your Son's divinity on the Mount of Transfiguration. Teach us to listen to Jesus and ever fix our eyes on him and his innocent suffering and death for our forgiveness. By your grace and mercy, strengthen us to remain faithful in all circumstances of trial, temptation, and persecution. Preserve us to the end, that we may die a blessed death, believing in your beloved Son, with whom you are well pleased, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with you.
up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who at his transfiguration revealed his glory to his disciples, that they might be strengthened to proclaim his cross and resurrection, and with all the faithful look forward to the glory of life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Would you please rise? Now may this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, may it strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Now let us all thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. Thine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared me for the face of all people, a light to light the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Please be seated. In our lessons, we looked at Mount Sinai. We looked at the Mount of Transfiguration. And as we prepare to enter into the holy season of Lent, let us also, as we sing our closing hymn, come to Calvary's Holy Mountain, 435.
To Calvary's holy mountain, sinners ruined by the fall. Here a pure and healing fountain flows to you for me for all. In a full perpetual tide, open when our Savior died.
Soul renewing flood, God is great.
dove.